Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. For the past few years, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth told us that 2008, this presidential election in the United States of America, would be the most important elections we have ever experienced. They said this was true because of the urgency of the hour and because of the incredible things that will take place on Earth during the next few years. The beings of light revealed that there was a powerful divine plan unfolding in reference to these elections, and that the end result would reflect the will of the people and the birth of a new day on planet Earth. Today we're going to explore what is happening now. This is truly a new day, and through our unified efforts, we have the ability to change the course of history. Today we're going to talk about this amazing opportunity. You and I, and the rest of humanity, are co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, and we have the ability to empower our goals and our intentions in more powerful ways than we have been able to in the past because of the many changes that are taking place on Earth at this time. You and I have a powerful responsibility because of these changes to add to the light of the world. After all, we are all one with all humanity, which means that we can literally serve as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on this planet. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with the other precious souls evolving on this earth with us, and then to invoke the light of God on their behalf. The universal law is, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. There is another universal law that confirms that the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. These are truly non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without being asked to and without our permission. Fortunately, that means that even if a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in this physical plane can invoke assistance from on high on that person's behalf. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven for that person had been asked to assist that particular being. Consequently, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or maybe even perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their particular situation. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with that person's divine plan and his or her highest good, then the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. Then together, we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. What needs to be remembered by each and every one of us is that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. This is a time of new beginnings, and we're experiencing this happening in every facet of life on this planet. The old is crumbling away, making way for the new, higher, more constructive archetypes for the new earth. Please join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the hearts and minds of light workers all over the world. Just for a moment, feel the love of God flowing into your heart flame from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. Feel this divine love merging with the divinity in your heart and expanding out through your heart flame as it envelops your four earthly bodies, your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Now feel this powerful influx of God's divine love flowing from your heart flame into the heart flame of every other man, woman, and child evolving on earth, regardless of what their life experiences may be at this moment. See the divinity from your heart expanding through their heart flames, and under the direction of their mighty I Am presence, this divine love is now enveloping their physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, together we with humanity are being transformed into a powerful force field of light. This is creating a tremendous chalice that is cradling this planet, creating an open portal of light through which the light of God will flow this sacred and holy day. And during our time together, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we will invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the I Am presence of all humanity, working in union with the legions of light throughout infinity. And as we move forward into this special time together, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now, knowing that you are the open door throughout this hour for the light of God to flow into every facet of life as you listen to these words. The company of heaven never interferes with humanity's free will. So they did not say to us who was going to be elected in the United States of America or who we should vote for. They did, however, ask us to invoke our I Am presence for guidance and to listen to the divinity of our hearts. In an amazing outpouring of hope and trust, literally billions of people all over the world held the sacred space for the fulfillment of the divine plan for the elections in the United States of America. And they asked that the highest good for all concerned would be the result of these elections. Now the decision has been made. Barack Obama is our new president-elect. His facet of this mission is monumental. And he is going to need the assistance of all of us in order to victoriously accomplish the healing and the transformation that is destined to take place on this planet during the next few years. The truth is that fundamental change never begins at the top. It begins with people joining together in grassroots movements. But there's no doubt that with the support of the people at the top, the changes will take place infinitely faster. Throughout his campaign, Barack Obama stated that he will not be able to accomplish the goals that the people are asking to be accomplished all by himself. He said again and again that he will need the help of all of us in order to initiate the changes that will move this country forward in a positive direction. The patterns for perfection for the new earth have now been securely anchored in the physical plane. Since that has occurred, which took place in August, we have been experiencing rapid expansion of these patterns through every person, place, condition, and thing. This process is occurring at warp speed. And what we are witnessing everywhere is that the obsolete paradigms that conflict with these patterns of perfection, the obsolete paradigms of greed, selfishness, corruption, and the abuse of power are now crumbling away. The people involved with these destructive patterns are fighting tooth and nail to hold on to their money and their power, but their efforts will be in vain. Anything that is not based in reverence for life and the highest good for all concerned cannot and will not be sustained in the frequencies of the new earth. It is just that simple. The presidential elections in the United States of America have ushered in a new day on planet Earth. Regardless of who you may have voted for, you now have an unprecedented opportunity to make a positive difference that will add to the light of the world for all life evolving here. This is truly the initial impulse of divine government. This will be a government that is governed of the I Am Presence of humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity. A government that is dedicated to the oneness of all life and to the manifestation of heaven on earth for all life evolving on this planet. In order to fulfill your individual facet of this unfolding divine plan, it's important that you go within to the deepest recesses of your heart, and in a quiet moment of meditation, ask your I Am Presence how you can be the greatest force of light on this planet. How can you personally add to the light of the world? What can you do to bring more love, joy, abundance, and peace into your own life and the lives of those who are brought into your sphere of influence? When you do this, you will be amazed at the answers you receive. This is your moment, the moment that you have been preparing for, and the time is now. Remember and know, this is your purpose and reason for being on Earth during this critical moment in Earth's ascension process. You have been preparing for this mission for eons of time, and everything you need to God victoriously accomplish your specific facet of this divine plan is already within you. Trust yourself and get busy. Together, we will co-create a heart-centered world where people everywhere revel in the oneness of all life and delight in our unique diversities. We will co-create a world that understands that infinite abundance and God's supply of all good things is humanity's divine birthright, and that eternal peace, love, joy, happiness, and every other divine quality of our Father, Mother, God is the order of the new day on this blessed planet. Now I'd like you to listen to these words that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. As you listen to the words, we are being asked to hear these as though our I Am Presence, which it is speaking directly into our heart flame, telling each of us the truth about us. This is the truth about me. Hear this in the first person, personally and tangibly, from your I Am Presence. As I assimilate the love of my Father, Mother, God, I begin to realize the truth about me. I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God abides in me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and to the order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would actually lose its equilibrium. All that I am being called to do, I do now with happiness and enthusiasm, for nothing is too insignificant. I am now embraced in my Father, Mother, God's love, and never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all of those who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am presence freely flowing through me. With my physical sight, I see lavish abundance everywhere. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. And so it is. Feeling this energy securely anchored through my heart flame, and this profound truth now pulsating within the heart flames of all humanity through my divine intent, I return my attention to the room, breathing in and exhaling as I become aware of my physical bodies. During this vitally important time, it is significant and important for all of us to remember that we can make a difference. It seems that every day we're being flooded with fear-based information that reflects the dire possibilities of economic collapse, terrorist attacks, war, environmental disasters, governmental and corporate corruption, crime, violence, and myriad other potential dangers. Because of this, it is very easy to become overwhelmed with concern and to just muddle through our days in a state of anxiety and depression. Many people feel helpless when it comes to changing their lives or making a significant difference in the world. Everyone wants things to get better, but most people don't believe that they have the power to effectively assist in this process. Well, I want you to hear these words. Nothing could be farther from the truth. We are all co-creators, and we are on earth during this unprecedented time for the explicit purpose of co-creating the wonders of heaven on earth. Whether we consciously remember it or not, we each have been preparing for a very long time to assist in this mission. We all have unique skills and abilities that not another person on this planet possesses in exactly the same way we do. we have volunteered to change the old, obsolete behavior patterns that are responsible for the pain and suffering humanity is enduring. Our God selves are reminding us now of this fact because it is time for us to begin fulfilling this divine mission. The only reason that we haven't been co-creating lives of joy, happiness, prosperity, loving relationships, and financially and creatively rewarding jobs, vibrant health, fulfillment, enlightenment, and every other positive experience in our lives is because we have forgotten that we can. Not only can we create the lives we dream of, it is an important facet of our mission on Earth. It is time for us to remember this truth and for us to consciously choose to create the lives we want instead of inadvertently manifesting through our fears the experiences that we don't want. As we take charge of our lives, we will be positive catalysts, and the result of our efforts will be exponential, expanding these patterns of perfection throughout the planet. We are all one, and the universal law is, as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. We can each make a positive difference, and as we change our lives, we will change the world. As you allow that truth to resonate within the divinity of your heart, I'd like to share with you a message from the Council of Twelve. These are beings of light from the realms of Lumen Truth that are assisting with guiding humanity during these difficult times as we move through our ascension process. The Council of Twelve transmits their information through a being known as Silasia, and her website address is www.selacia.com. Listen to these words with an open heart and an open mind. They're practical, and they confirm the things that we are receiving and sharing on this program of Awaken Your Divine Potential. This message was regarding our response to the financial crisis that is taking place all over the world. And I am quoting now the Council of Twelve. Your world is in financial crisis, and you are likely wondering how long the instability will last. You may already be feeling the impact on a personal level, or perhaps you have concerns about how you might be affected. Regardless of how you are impacted by the world economic predicament, you will want to use this opportunity and the opportunity of this situation to develop a new approach to money. After all, the world's financial situation is in devastating disarray because of a need to totally revamp humanity's relationship with money. Changes are needed on a large scale involving the masses, but also on a very personal scale. To positively impact the whole of the planet and to use the opportunity of the planet's financial upheavals for your greatest spiritual advancement, you will want to explore your own relationship with money. As part of that, you will want to update your DNA level programming about money with more enlightened perspectives. Every person is affected. Each person on the planet, regardless of culture and income level, carries limiting belief systems related to money. It doesn't matter whether you have $1 million in the bank or whether you live from paycheck to paycheck. the belief will be there in your DNA all the same. And all it takes is some sort of catalyst to make them operable. For many lightworkers, the current economic collapse is indeed that catalyst. Examples include concerns about where the economy is headed, personal financial losses, and fear about coping with the unknowable factors. Any of these things can trigger the playing out of limiting belief systems about money. Where do these beliefs come from? Many of them you inherit from your lineage. They come from ancestors you never met, having lived a very long time ago, perhaps during a depression or a famine. Some come from your past lives. These may include spiritual lifetimes when you took vows of poverty. Still others come from the mass consciousness, meaning that great numbers of people collectively believe the same thing. All humans carry outmoded beliefs in their DNA, representatives of old world perspectives about money and a host of other topics. Most of the limiting belief systems involving money are fear-based. They include ideas involving lack, struggle, and never having enough. These old world views of money are outmoded and unworkable. That is the reason for the collapse you are now seeing. Revolutionary approaches will be needed to create new paradigm models for working with money. The overhaul of humanity's relationship with money is a rather broad topic relating to a complex web of elements. These include the obvious things like resources, markets, and business. However, there is much more to the picture. It is short-sighted to view the international crisis as an impersonal problem affecting only the stock markets, financial institutions, and investment funds. To be sure, you will experience the world's economic predicament differently if you don't have a 401k, an IRA, or other types of financial investments. Likewise, you will have a different impact if you now have a steady job or a regular source of income from a pension, rental property, or other sources. But all of humanity is connected in this transformational process. The key here is to remember that all humanity is connected. There is an intricate set of links between countries, markets, diverse populations of people, and the businesses that provide the services and products that you consume. Remember that humanity and the Earth are in the midst of a massive paradigm shift, the likes of which have never been experienced before. People everywhere are being affected on countless levels, including in ways that cannot be sensed or seen. Whether you live in America or some other place across the globe, you are part of the mix of this change. As society is reconfigured to the new paradigm energies, you will be discovering how to embody and help forge a brand new way to experience success and prosperity. The changes that you want will come about through efforts of individual people like yourself who are focused on creating a more enlightened world. Some of these people will be elected into office. Others will be found at the helm of businesses and institutions involved with progressive approaches. Still others will be leaders of private oversight committees charged with an overhaul of this broken system. Each person has a role to play. There is so much at stake on the planet right now. The world's economic crisis is not something you want to leave in the hands of bureaucrats, elected officials, or other authority figures. To give your power to others without also taking an active role is an old paradigm approach. This will not get you and your world out of the quicksand of this financial collapse. What can you, as a light worker, do? First of all, you can embrace your role as a divine change maker. That means moving into your power and being willing to look at what is going on, taking actions based on what you find. It also means taking actions based on your own truth rather than on someone else's truth. Instead of complaining and viewing circumstances as something unfortunate, use the opportunities of the chaos to create what you want. Trust that you can do this, and refuse to buy into doubts that tell you otherwise. During a world financial crisis, you educate yourself about the big picture. You look beyond the mainstream media newscast and into the underlying reasons for what is happening. As part of that, you become educated about the history of humanity's experiences with money, power, and control. You learn about what has worked and what has failed during past cycles of financial turmoil. When investigating this, you look beyond the oft-times incomplete historical data that is presented in your media. In order for humanity to shift into a higher vibrational way of being, people must willingly be able to learn from the past. That includes an understanding of how hate and greed have fueled the growth of wars, dictators, protectionism, prejudice, and monopolies. You need to learn from the success of others. As part of your research, you must discover examples of individuals who have prospered and created innovative humanitarian approaches during both boom times and depressions. Remember that your media typically places more focus on failures and crisis than on successes and other news having a positive spin. However, if you look for examples of past successes, you will indeed find them. Secondly, you can learn to become more aware of your own self-sabotaging patterns involving money. To become more awake to your subconscious limiting programs is the first step in becoming free of them. One way to begin getting in touch with limiting beliefs held in your subconscious is to pay attention to what you say, both out loud and inside your own head, when you are worried about money, and when you are focusing on your dreams of success and your desire of what you want to manifest in the future. What you say during these times will give you clues to the themes of the belief system that is held in your DNA. For example, how often do you say to yourself that you never have enough money to pay your bills? What do you say to yourself when contemplating your cherished dreams? Do you think that you will be able to achieve what your heart tells you is your life work? Hopefully so. The third step is that you can begin to confront your fears and doubts involving money, prosperity, and success. That includes fears about your personal financial stability, as well as the fears about the world's economy. Refuse to let these life-defeating thoughts determine what you say and do next. When fears and doubts aren't challenged, they begin to take on a life of their own. Remember that what you focus on and give your energy to over and over again, you create more of. If you allow yourself, for even brief periods of time, daily, to buy into the fear and allow it to fuel your next thoughts, feelings, and actions, you will join the ranks of the masses that unknowingly are creating more suffering for themselves. Your challenge as a light worker is to remain positive and to daily reinforce within your own mind the new kind of world that you want to create, have, and live in. How can you do this when your world tells you that everything is falling apart? Success in remaining positive when others focus on gloom and doom requires the following. Listen carefully to these precepts. You must have persistence, patience. You must believe in yourself. You must have an ability to screen out society's fear-based negative spin. And you must have a willingness to change. Ongoing inner work is necessary in order to clear your self-sabotaging patterns in the DNA. And surrounding yourself with others is necessary. Others who also are focused on creating the new paradigm world. Because of the importance of that, I'm going to repeat that to you. Success in remaining positive when others focus on gloom and doom requires persistence, patience, believing in yourself, an ability to screen out society's fear-based negative spin, a willingness to change, ongoing inner work to clear your own self-sabotaging patterns in your DNA, and surrounding yourself with others who are also focused on creating the new paradigm world. The fourth step is that you can ask yourself daily what it is that you want to create. This question is not just about today. Think long term. Keep your imagination and wonder alive by contemplating the brand new paradigm world that you know will feel like home. Don't try to make your dreams fit in with society's doomsday mindset. Reach beyond that rigid view and into a higher way of thinking. Trust that you can create something brand new. Decide daily what kind of energy you want to experience, setting your intentions for what you will manifest and how you will treat yourself and others. Visualize yourself experiencing what you have intended. As you do this, connect with the feeling of this experience as though it is happening right now. Acknowledge how this makes you feel. The fifth step is that you can give yourself permission to express yourself in an empowered way. This includes giving your gifts, whatever they are, without hesitation and without being attached to outcomes. Remind yourself that the gifts residing within you are meant to be given. Let go of concerns that your gifts aren't enough. Decide to give them even though no one but you understands their value. Remember that when you allow your precious light-filled energy to circulate in everyday activities, you are helping to create the kind of world that you want to inhabit. So what is different now? Remember that you live in unprecedented times. No previous economic downturn, controls on your freedoms, or sagging reputation of a major superpower such as America could prepare people for what is happening now. The current crisis is not just another challenge or situation your old world leaders can resolve with bigger and better band-aids. Also, regardless of who you elect to office, they will face tough challenges as they attempt to restore balance and prosperity. The changes that you heard were coming are rapidly unfolding, one right after another. While no one knew exactly what these changes would look like, there was a knowing that the outmoded would need to be disassembled to make way for the new. That is exactly what is happening. Some of the changes you are now seeing may seem to be sudden, but they indeed have been building for a very long time. Your world economic crisis is just one example. Since the world's financial systems are integrally connected to society's other outmoded structures, the economy is the first to have the spotlight. Other sectors will also come up for review and for reconfiguration. These include energy, climate change, planetary resources, including water, food, and forests, the treatment of animals, education, religion, health care, the aging population, business models, politics, and the military. It will take some time for the economic overhaul to take place. Some of the outmoded approaches to money have come to light, and more of humanity is now aware that a lot must change. Yet it will take time to sort out the complexities and to find a new sort of balance. Meanwhile, countries, businesses, and everyday people will be in a re-education mode. As part of your own re-education, contemplate how you can update your views to reflect the new paradigm reality. Start with money, since that is the area now under the microscope. Refuse to go along with the pack mentality on this topic, even if the views seem to be coming from lightworkers. Come up with your own ideas. As an example, there are those in the lightworker community who are delighting in seeing the wealthy lose their great fortunes. To wish ill fortune on anyone is not an enlightened perspective. This view is rooted in hate, jealousy, competition, and punishment. You don't want to fuel more of these fear-based approaches. Don't try to punish those who have the money. Instead, work to change consciousness on the planet. When those with the great wealth choose the spiritual path, they will naturally want to share what they have with others. Only those in ignorance of how to apply the spiritual laws of abundance hoard and take what belongs to others. You don't want to perpetuate the oppressive cycles of punishment humanity has had in force for thousands of years. Punishing the rich does nothing for the poor. Keep in mind that some of the world's wealthiest people are also the most inventive. Having been willing to take risks, to live a dream no one believed in, to come up with something brand new, and to magnetize the support of others in seeing their dream come true. Learn to embody some of these positive approaches in your own life. Humanity, as a collective, can evolve quickly in a seemingly brief span of time, just as an individual can. The quantum shift into higher consciousness can be achieved when a critical mass of aware individuals holds and acts upon enlightened views. Because of the unique configuration of who is incarnated on Earth today, humanity's range of creation probabilities is greatly expanded. The who referred to here involves the great numbers of beings currently incarnated. Who these beings are and the path of light is significant. The path of light a significant number of these beings have chosen is critical to the changes taking place. Earlier historical periods lacked this unique combination of factors, so humanity's progression was more limited. Now, there are many more people in embodiment, trained and ready for this transformational process. Another element is this. Due to the unique configuration I just mentioned, once a significant number of people embrace the same probable future, that outcome is more likely to happen on a planetary scale. It is very useful, therefore, to focus each day on the more enlightened world you want to birth. Keep in mind that there are plenty of people who focus daily on doomsday views involving terrorism, devastating earth changes, mass starvation, and government oppression. You, as a lightworker, can create a much different probability with dramatically softer effects, bypassing the alternative harsh realities. Trust that humanity will find a way to reconfigure the unworkable into something that will be very effective. This is a precious time frame for you as a spiritual being incarnated now. Decide each day that you will utilize this great crossroads of humanity to progress spiritually and to live the principles you have spoken about for so long. The ideas of the new world must be more than words. You must incorporate your cherished principles into your beingness and act on them. You have an abundance of assistance from your own higher self and your spiritual teachers to achieve what you have come here to do. As you continue the journey of rediscovering your divine nature, we surround you with our love and blessings. We are the Council of Twelve. That ends the message from the Council of Twelve. If you would like to have access to these wonderful sharings that are distributed on the internet, you may contact Celestia at www.selacia.com. And now, for our closing sharing, I would like to share with you an invocation from our new book of invocations. This is titled Sharing My Abundance, and it has been given to us by the Company of Heaven to help us at this moment, individually and collectively. It is stated in the first person as we draw these principles into our heart plane and the heart planes of all humanity. I am reclaiming the infinite flow of God's abundance. And the new earth is becoming a tangible reality in my life. I now accept God's abundance as my divine birthright. It is now time for me to manifest my financial freedom and the God supply of all good things. This will provide the necessary sustenance and the support that I need to fulfill my divine plan. As I assimilate this truth, the divine intelligence blazing in my heart exposes the fact that all of the beliefs I ever had that were based in poverty, lack, and limitation were merely illusions. The supply of all good things, financial freedom, opulence, and abundance are God's gift to me and to all of the sons and daughters of God. Prosperity consciousness now floods into my mind and heart, and I see new innovative ways to create prosperity in my life. Through my I Am presence, I accept and expect the infinite flow of God's abundance in my life, now and forever. I know the ebb and flow, the in-breath and out-breath of my life force is a universal law. So in return for God's gift of abundance, I willingly and joyously agree to share my abundance with those who are striving to co-create the new earth. This is my gift of love that I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life and the infinite flow of God's abundance. As I give, so shall I receive. I am at peace with the concept of sharing my money and my abundance with others, knowing full well that God's abundance is infinite. The fear of scarcity from my human ego no longer manipulates me. My I Am presence is in control, and I know that by continually sharing my money and my gifts of abundance with those who are working to fulfill the divine plan, I am opening the door for a perpetual flow of abundance into my own life. This is a universal law of life. It is the law of the circle. And so it is. Accepting this divine truth as a tangible reality in my life, I now return my attention to the room and become aware of my physical body. Beloved ones, I want to thank you for joining with us today and for all of the light that you are adding to the world. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at eraofpeace.org. That's E-R-A-O-F-P-E-A-C-E, eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light to help us during these challenging times. This is a critical time on earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of all of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. On our website, you also will have access to our product section where we have books, CDs, tapes, videos, and other things that are available to assist you and to support the information that we're sharing, including our new Book of Invocations, I Am Co-Creating the New Earth. Thank you again for joining with us. And I give you my love, my gratitude, and my blessings. Please join with us again next week as we continue together to to add to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.